Hey now, Bachelor PhD coming at you. I'm really excited to be doing this podcast because we get to talk about True Detective Season 4 Night Country.
Ooh, I like where you're going with this for once.
Yeah, I have heard about this connection between The Bachelor and True Detective.
Well, I was just going to talk about True Detective, but they keep mentioning The Bachelor on the show.
They do?
On True Detective?
Uh-huh. Oh, that's interesting.
Like, well, no spoilers, please. I'm still watching. I still want to watch. It's on my to-do list.
Two detectives, but she keeps going into buildings.
Reprising
and
the role.
Saying like, hey, are you up later to watch The Bachelor? Like, that's her line when she, like, sees somebody she knows. She'll be like, hey, you want to watch The Bachelor later?
I mean, I guess I like that as a character detail in a show that they've established a detective really enjoys watching The Bachelor with friends.
Yeah.
But also they're in the middle of Alaska and they get three channels. Right. So it's more of a dig.
Is one of them, you know, ABC?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
I mean, I think that there's, you know, you're cold most of the time unless you're super nature-y. And I think it's a dig.
Yeah, it could be, but the show's good. It's really good. I don't like how.
Thanks, Greg. He's not excited about it.
Well, I don't like how a show about native that includes Native Americans so prominently has to be about supernatural elements. You know, like there's supernatural elements. It's like, oh well, the Native Americans are in it, so it's got to be.
But that's all True Detectives. Okay, but that's been all the True Detectives, by the way.
The first season, they're really trying to
the Vince Vaughn one that I like.
We don't count that one. The second season doesn't count.
Yeah, it's good. I liked it.
No, it's not good.
It was about Vernon, the city of Vernon. That was the coolest part. The city of Vernon is this like weird commerce warehouse centric city. Anyway, we don't have to. I don't want to divert. Digress.
Well, they keep making connections to season one. Like, there's I won't spoil anything, but there's a lot of overt connections to season one. So that's where the spookiness is supposed to be coming from, is like the creepy people on that season.
Well, the connection I had heard was people bringing up that last night The Bachelor opened with a Billie Eilish song.
Yes.
And so does True Detective.
I was going to tweet, I like the Billie Eilish song better on True Detective, but I wasn't 100% sure it was Billie Eilish on The Bachelor. So I just tweeted.
It is.
I tweeted that True Detective's cold open wasn't as good as The Bachelor's cold open.
Yeah, I definitely was, because I noticed at the time, I like to watch with closed captions on. And they explicitly said in closed captions, it was like, oh, a Billie Eilish song.
Yeah. Is Billie Eilish music? It's so different. It's like a spoken word.
Is it music?
You know what I mean?
I'm not sure it's music.
She's got kind of a soft thing going on. I did like this song for the opening that they were using because the lyrics matched up nicely to what they were like trying to show us.
Yeah, same with True Detective. Yeah. Well, you guys gotta watch True Detective so we can talk about it.
All right, I gotta get into True Detective so I can get to season four and watch.
There's only six episodes in this season, which kind of sucks. I wish there was more, but and they're moving really fast for shows that are, you know, for like any show that only has six episodes, they're moving really fast. Mm.
I keep on seeing like little previews for it on Hulu, so I should watch.
Well, it's not on Hulu. It's on.
Well, for some reason, it's like showing me on something. Is it?
It's HBO Max.
It's on HBO.
Okay, maybe.
Which I get free because of my phone.
I'm trying to think of like where I've been seeing these previews. Could it be on Peacock then that I've been watching the previews? I think that's owned by the same thing.
Is it?
I think it is. I'm not positive though.
No, that doesn't make sense to me.
I honestly don't know, but I'm thinking of like the streaming services I watch are mostly like. That have commercials, Hulu and Peacock.
Maybe they're cross promoting somehow. I don't know.
Maybe they are. I don't know. I've definitely seen like ads for this.
Yeah. Okay. Can we talk about Flaggate now?
Yeah, we can talk about the flag.
Okay, so for those that missed it, one of the women gave Joey a Canadian flag. Mm-hmm. And he put the Canadian flag in his lapel. And when they showed him, they blurred out the Canadian flag. So everyone's wondering, why would they blur out the Canadian flag?
Yes, especially because they have showed it before on this show.
It's a flag. And they showed it
last night, too. Because several of these women are actually Canadian. That same woman who gave the flag is...
A lot. Too many.
Yeah. So many Canadians. But she's Canadian, and she had a little, like, intro package, and there were Canadian flags in the background of her intro package, which was not blurred out. So the theory that I saw on Twitter was that because they shouldn't need to blur out a flag, that maybe it was not a traditional Canadian flag. Maybe it was, like, a gag joke flag that had a weed leaf or something in the center instead of a maple leaf.
That seems like a big stretch. Then there'd be no comment made of
it. Yeah, that's that. Someone would say something. It's like, yeah, they would say, like, I know this is nothing.
Because, yeah, otherwise, there's no, like, you don't have to blur out flags for copyright reasons.
No.
So there's something, some reason.
I thought the easiest explanation made the most sense. Like, they're trying to troll us. They're saying, like, no Canadian flags, yet they choose all Canadian, like, a lot of Canadian contestants.
I think there's three Canadians.
I think it's three Canadians, and they're all still in it.
that was the thing, is that it's obviously, you know, it's the thing that they got in so much trouble for, that, like, okay, any North American country, as long as it's white people, like, that isn't that what they got in trouble for? This is not a judgment call. This is just kind of, like, you know, in name only. They had this huge, like, acknowledgement of all the things they'd done wrong, the Bachelor franchise, and yet they're like, okay, look at diversity, Canadians, got it, people, like, anyone that's a NAFTA that's white, like, you know, you can't, it's real. Doesn't that seem strange?
Like have a Mexico contingent, you mean?
No, I'm just saying that they are, why is Canada included in this? How is that part of the thing now?
I mean,
how is that part of their, like, equation now?
Because didn't they have their own, doesn't Canada have its own Bachelor series as well?
Yes, they do. They do, and in theory, they don't air ABC in Canada. They do if you have cable. But it's, how do they get these women? You know, it just seems like they're trying to play it both ways and to have as many, they're Canadian. They just happen to be white. Also, they blur out the flag, meaning, like, oh, this is that. It was like a troll thing. Like, we're not doing an American, you know, we would blur that out because we're proud Americans over here. Right. And then it's just a lot of representation for this country that's obviously the only other white country. It's just kind of like reinforcing the whole tokeniness of everyone else. I don't know. Yeah. It just seems a little bit of a, like, oh, okay.
Yeah, no, I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's interesting because we've had big, like, stars of the franchise who are from Canada in the American franchise for years now, and yet they do have their own version of this show. And we don't have vice versa with, like, say, Australian people coming into American Bachelor and becoming, like, big players in the franchise.
I would not expect that to be next. Like, right. That's my issue, too.
Well, it all started with, Vanessa is her name? That won the season with Nick Vial. She was from Canada.
Yeah, but Caitlin Bristow is Canadian, too.
Oh, right. She's from Vancouver.
A lot are. And the thing is, the point they're trying to make without really trying to make this is that they're indistinguishable. Mm-hmm. Americans and Canadians, and I agree with that.
I mean, yeah, in a lot of ways they are. We're very similar.
And one of the big things that stands out to me about this too is that when they did do that Winter Games International Do you remember that? Uh-huh. It was like Bachelor in Paradise, but for winter games. Caitlin, you weren't with us yet. But it was, it really, well, for me, what a subtle thing that stood out was that women in different countries, even if they're Western countries, and I, you know, Australia, UK, have different beauty standards or different looks. And I don't mean physically, I mean the things they do to themselves, their manicures, their hairstyles. And so it you could tell they weren't American, and men were kind of weird about them, even if they were from different Western countries. So they kind of can only pick Canadians at this point until the Australians catch up. Like, you get what I'm saying? It's, well, kind of a weird thing to say, yeah. But
no, to be fair, because watching like Love Island UK, which I love to watch, like the styles are slightly different. The things that are in and like beauty trends and hairstyle trends are slightly different. Like, they're recognizable. There's similarities and there are things that cross over. But like, yeah, the same thing with Australia. They do have like fashions a little bit different. Trends are a little bit different. So maybe that's why they've had a few Australians come over on Paradise who haven't like been selected by anyone. And maybe it's because they just don't translate well.
There's a new show coming out called Love in Translation. Have you heard about this? I think it's on one of the bigger networks. I think it's either like ABC or Hulu or something like that. But it's
like 90 Day Fiance.
It's Love in Translation is the name of it, and they have people on there that don't speak English. Like, no one speaks English.
Yeah, like 90 Day Fiance.
Yeah, I guess it'd be like 90 Day Fiance in that sense. But it's a whole bunch of people that are from all over the world. And, well, as they claim, I mean, it could be just all people from Mexico that don't speak English. But they claim it's people from all over the world. I think the big issue,
well, yeah, like I'm saying, I think they're accidentally doing, I don't want to say accidentally, I think they're subconsciously doing the thing they promised they would change, and they think they're changing it, but they're just like not even really trying. And through that, they're transmitting to us Canadians. They're just like us. I'm like, yeah, duh. I know that. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just, it screams to me that they only want a white cast and they'll go anywhere to find it.
Right. Not untrue.
And that could be Joey's prep. I don't care. I just want it to be truthful. That's my problem, is that I feel like pretending to do something doesn't help me at all. It makes me feel like they're liars, as opposed to, you know, I don't really care. I don't think diversity on The Bachelor is going to change anyone's world. I mean, except for the people that participate in it or that want to participate in it. But I mean, culturally, it should not change anything in our day-to-day lives. Okay, which is what this podcast is about. That's why I bring it up.
Exactly. Okay. Which is exactly what we talk about on Bachelor PhD.
Speaking of having a facade, pretending to be something you're not, I really want to make sure I establish Joey for who I thought he was all of Charity's season. Now, if you guys remember, I really feel and felt through Charity's season that he was never, and he did not ever let his mask slip. That he is fake to me. He's not the world's worst dude, but he is not a dude that I trust in any way. And I think a lot of things he did this episode reinforces that for me. But one thing I think he is in quotes real about, or I know that is actually him. So it's going to be very hard for me to parse what's real, what's not about him, because he is steadfast in his stupid lying face, right? He is trying his best to always keep the mask up. One thing is that I think where he wants to live is a non-negotiable. He's from Philadelphia and he has a damn like palm tree tattoo on him, like an In-N-Out tattoo. You guys saw that last season?
No.
I don't remember it, but it makes sense to me because of his Hawaiian sojourn.
Yeah. He is, so he has an In-N-Out, like, cup tattoo on him. It's not that, but it's something like that. It looks like that to me. And and he casually asks some women, you know, oh, what did I, and I love when he's like, I had to go home after the bachelor because I had, because I had my heart broken. I'm like, yeah, whatever. You, like, you decided you did not want to be a tennis instructor on a resort for a while right. So you could find out your next career move, whatever, dude. Right. And okay, so we can start, huh?
No, keep going.
Were you gonna say? Right. I was gonna say that we could start with his speech after he comes in, after he's met the ladies one by one, limo exits, and I know these are practiced like hundreds of times. Oh, okay, so just to wrap up that last little bit there. Nothing about him is honest to me, except that I know he does not want to live in Philadelphia ever again or anywhere cold, right? that is the only honesty I see from him.
He didn't say that thing to
San Diego.
Remember, like, mm-hmm. She was like, what's your favorite season? And he said spring or summer because he likes hot weather.
Right. Well, it's hot in Philadelphia in summer.
I mean, it can be, but in a gross way.
Well, yeah.
I'm saying that's the only honest thing he said so far in the history of him being on TV that I recognize honest.
All right, I feel like I'm the audience surrogate here because I am loving Joey in this episode. Like, I was like, look at this cutie patootie.
There we go.
Yeah. Tell you who he is. Look at his cute face. I understand that.
Very cute face.
Yes, I get that. I am not, like, immune to his cute face, but I know his little lying eyes. I've seen them before. Here is him, night one, coming in. Let's play it.
It wasn't that long ago that I was in your shoes. Felt nerves, felt excitement, but before that, I was just a normal dude living in Hawaii. I was teaching tennis.
Normal Hawaiian dude.
And really focusing on everything but finding my person. And then I took a leap of faith like all of you did tonight. And it truthfully was the best decision of my life.
I believe that.
I found love and I also found some heartbreak. But I've gotten the closure I needed. And I do truthfully believe that my future fiance and wife is here tonight.
He's a normal Hawaiian dude.
Had this love that was so infectious. Day if it wasn't for that, and I truthfully feel more confident than ever that I'm ready to find my person.
Sounded so insincere to me. So insincere.
He's a normal Hawaiian dude from a country we invaded and took over hostily.
Yeah.
Hostility.
Yeah. We had to leave that off. We had to leave that to the side, but the fact that he has the audacity to someone to say, like, you have a Midwest feel, and like, okay, good, stay there, awesome, you guys should find each other.
When I did he laugh ever been at that Midwest? Woman
who said he had a Midwest feel, and he was like, thank you. Because what does that mean?
Yeah, exactly. It means you're, as somebody who lived in Iowa. Believe me, I've been accused of being Midwestern.
Craig, you do have a Midwest feel.
I do? Really?
Because he's like, you're insincere, but you pretend to be. Is that the Midwest feel we're supposed to be
No,
buying?
I think people, it's been, the word on the street when you're in Iowa is that people all over the country will hire Iowans more regularly than any other state because they trust Iowans more. Like, Iowans are trustworthy, wholesome people, what? You know?
That's what they believe about themselves.
That's what they believe, yeah.
That is an about interesting themselves. Self-belief, because I have never been to Iowa, so I have limited thoughts and opinions on Iowa. But if somebody was like, name the most trustworthy Midwestern state, I don't think I'd pick Iowa.
I don't think anyone would think of Iowa, but it's not... I don't want to go into... Okay, look. So...
Haven't you seen Field of Dreams?
No, I haven't. It was I was at the wrong age when it came out. I was like a little bit too young, and then I saw some of it. I recognize that they make them rehearse things a lot of times, but he is not a sincere sounding person, at least. Now, if you guys want to, I just want to recap too, if you want to remember why he looks to his grandparents, is because if you remember, his dad's gay. So that was the big reveal on Charity Season.
Yes, they haven't mentioned it yet this season.
No, they haven't.
But I thought about it when he was talking about his grandparents having a lasting love. And I was like, when is he going to bring up that the grandparents are the model because his parents are divorced because his dad is gay?
And that's my launch off point for Joey. Now, I say that because I want to stop being like, you know, I'm okay with living in my anger for him, but I don't want to bring it up every like 10 seconds how he's a liar. He's lying with his face. So
I feel like we're looking at him so differently because I'm like, all right, first of all, extremely cute face. The cutest face we've seen in several seasons as a bachelor.
Is it?
Craig, as a man, I don't think you understand.
Yeah, it's very rare for them to cast a cute guy as the bachelor that women could actually get excited over.
So they're cute, used to but not casting, hot.
Yeah, maybe hot. I mean, for women, that's interchangeable.
Hot, but for cute, I think he fits better to me. Yeah. And to me, the last cute bachelor that I recall is Peter Pilot. That's a cute man, right? And other than that, like, we've had a lot of, okay, this is going to sound bad, not to my taste, bachelors. Like, bachelors, I would not be like, what a hottie. Like, Clayton, I'm sorry, he's not doing it for me. Right. Zach is not really doing it for me, you know? But Joey is someone I look at and I'm like, cute man, handsome man, you know? So I'm like, I see that. And I do feel like he's got a certain amount of, he actually reminds me of Charity a little bit. That's going to sound weird. But in personality, in the way that, like, she was good at talking to her contestants and being like, wow, I hear you. I'm paying attention. I feel like he's got kind of that vibe with them.
It's so weird because night one, all the bachelors and bachelorettes are, like, all great first impression people. Like, great therapy style. Like, well, I'm so glad you freaked out, you know, like, tell me more. Like, they have zero reaction that's natural, and it's all super accommodating, you know? And I'm like, who are these people? I don't remember Joey being this like, oh, that's great. You want to live somewhere I never want to go back to? You know, he's not.
My favorite example of that, and I'm sure we're going to talk about this, is the sister's reveal to him when he was basically like, you know, I kind of guessed you were sisters.
He forgot the long sigh.
Cool that you're...
Like, I already knew.
Yeah, but he was like, yeah, I guessed it. And also, I guess it's cool that you guys are trying to find love at the same time. And you know, in his head that he's like, what the fuck?
yeah, exactly. He's like, ew, gross. I mean, I don't know. He's not saying ew, gross, probably. No, but he is thinking, like,
if the women were his type, he wouldn't be thinking they were gross.
No, I mean, I think there still is an amount of being like, that's a little odd. Even if you thought that they were both really attractive and you liked them both, you'd still be like, oh, it's a little weird to be dating two sisters at once.
I think the little sister he's attracted to, but I think he's not attracted to the older sister, but he's not.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think she's on the show still for drama, but the younger one has a potential chance to make it somewhat far. But yeah, I was so intrigued by the sisters, both because of, like, when they're like, let's keep it secret. And that lasted for like a few hours and then they just come out with it. But also just because, as a, you know, I'm a one of two. I have a sister.
Yeah.
I would never date someone who had dated my sister. It gives me, like, the heebie-jeebies. You know what I mean? I'm like, ugh, you've kissed my sister? That's disgusting to me.
Yes.
You know?
More importantly, Caitlin, this is what I wanted to ask you, because I don't have a sister. Craig, you have a brother, which kind of sets up the same dynamic, except on opposite of this line. But these two, or not even these two, the older one, not named Allison, named something very simple like that, though.
Lauren, I think.
Lauren is so crazy competitive.
Right.
And it is not a healthy look. It looks like they can't stand each other, or that Lauren can't stand her. Allison is like, I love my sister, but holy crap, I hate when she gets like this. Oh yeah, let's go on a competitive reality TV show together. It does not look like it's gonna, you know, I'm sure it's all gonna be fine, but I could have pulled out so many instances of Lauren going crazy. But here's one that was also, you know, that was what we said earlier about how Joey had to pull the other one through.
I'm really gonna give Allison the first and then me the last rose.
Lauren, will you accept this rose?
Yes.
God.
I'm
sorry. Okay. I'm sorry.
There was the part just before that when she turns to her sister and she's like, you got the first rose, go F yourself.
Yes. That
and
was
people got
fascinated.
Yes. That's how they talk to each other.
Go fuck
yourself. Yeah, I am very intrigued because of the sister relationship, right? Like, I do understand being competitive with your sister. I'm not really now that we're older, but when we were like in our teens and early 20s, we were absolutely very competitive with each other. And like, not about dating, but you know, about like everything else. It'd be like, all right,
like,
so we usually played the same sports, and I was the younger sister, she's the older sister.
See, but that part of it makes it so it's impossible to really be competitive.
Well,
because, or go ahead.
Yeah, I was like, there's a decent, we're about 4 years apart in age, so there's like a pretty decent gap. It's not like 1 year or 2 years or something. But we would play the same sports, and I distinctly remember being like, being better than my sister at the sports that we played was important to me, and I always was better than her, and I made sure she was aware of it.
Okay, so because you were better, maybe you identify more with Lauren or something, or like, I don't know, the other way around.
I don't know. No, actually, it's hard to say, because I feel like by the age that they're at, I had grown out of that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, because my sister had grown up and we had different interests that were not the same anymore, but also it was no longer as important to like, although I will tell you, older sister competitiveness, I don't know if I've ever told you all this story before. I lived with my sister when she was pregnant with my nephew. And so her and her husband, and I was like living in their living room to save money and made them dinner every night. They're both such bad cooks. It was like a thing. Like if I didn't cook, we were just going to be eating like Chick-fil-A or something, because that's the situation. Right. And at one point, my sister and I were having this conversation where we were kind of talking about our parents and like reflecting on growing up. And she just said this thing to me that I was like, I've never forgotten, because it was so bizarre to me at the time. She said, you know, like, I always resented you for being better than me at all of those sports, you know. And she was like, you know, and being better at school and things like that. But, you know, I finally am better at something than you are. I'm married and have a child. And whoa. I was like, what the? Yeah. And I was like 23 at the time and she was 27. And I remember being like, that is super weird that you have thought that in your brain and said it to me.
I do
not consider that like a competitive thing. I'm like, that's not, you know, he was like, that's like a life decision you made. That's not like, like, I was like, that's weird to be like, I have something over you. I have achieved something you have not achieved. And I was like, okay, that's all right.
People are very weird about their kids, and like, I'm the kid is like that. This is why there's this huge like disconnect with what kids used to be and now how kids are, because there's so much neuroticism about it. And like, I've done it, I've had a child. Like, I can't even tell you how many friends, I don't know about friends, but people I know who like ran off and got pregnant as soon as they could after I was gonna have a kid. And I do feel like it was connected, in including getting like a dog. Like I saw that, like ran off to get a dog as if I was beating them at something. And it was, it was a real, like, thing. I'm like, you know what? I'm like, this is such like a, like live your life, you know, don't worry about other people. This is like the opposite. So these two, I can't imagine when they have children.
Oh, because I bet it's going to be exactly that vibe. Like, one of them will be thinking, like, I have achieved it first. I have won this competition between the two sisters. And yeah, it was just so fascinating to me to kind of witness this. I did definitely get the vibe that the younger sister is less bothered by the dynamic, at least, than the older one is. It
wasn't in the NICU. Like, that's what I can imagine, the kind of stuff that comes out of their mouths.
Right.
Like, they seem like really unhealthy people. So yes. I mean, not Allison as much, but yeah, that lady, like, that scares me. Those people need to live on opposite sides of the world so that they're not on the same time zone and not worrying about each other. I just think it's so.
They need to not live in the same city, and definitely not date the same man. Although, I would love to know the details on. When people are like, have you guys ever done this before? Dated the same man? And they're like, yes. And I'm like, well, I want to know that backstory.
And a parent needs to, the parents have four kids, but they need to squash that so fast. that, and they did not. Yeah. They let it fester and thrive. And so I think something is wrong there. Something deep is wrong there. Okay.
Yeah, there's something very interesting and deep going on there, and I don't know if we'll know. I don't know what we'll learn about it, but I am intrigued to see what will come out of the sisters on this show. I do think Allison's definitely going to last longer than Lauren, and that also she seems to have a healthier mindset about the sister competition situation, which is possibly more attractive to Joey, that, you know, he'll notice that she's not worried about it the way that her older sister is. But yeah, it did boggle my mind just because of that whole, like I said at the start of the sister discussion, the idea of dating someone who has dated my sister is just gross. You know what I mean? Like, even if I thought that person was like objectively very attractive to me, as soon as they had dated my sister, it'd be like, well, you're off the table of possibilities, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
Well, speaking of Joey being insincere and like not into people.
Well, hold on. You're the only one that thinks that.
Yeah, I didn't say we think that. I said, speaking of it, I felt like the first impression rose was a consolation prize for integrity that he doesn't necessarily value.
Right. Yeah, it was a weird first impression, Rose. I'll give you that.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Oh, you threw away the envelope. You get the first impression, Rose.
Okay, wait a minute. We should preface that by saying Craig would never throw away that envelope.
I would have thrown away, yes.
Really?
Yes.
No, Craig. Yes. That you are that lady. You are that whatever.
No, I'm not. I am not.
You are both of those people that are like,
you clearly don't know me very well if you think that I would.
If you can't, is this a Craig quote? If you're not cheating, you're not trying.
Yeah, but it's not using that card is not cheating.
It is cheating. It literally is.
Game sanctioned version of cheating.
Yes, that's no fun. If it's a cheating, if you're not cheating, you're not trying. That's true. But if you're doing something that's sanctioned, then it's no fun.
Okay. But
besides, I have a soul. I have a soul. I think.
Okay, Craig, you're more like Kat on Zach's season, where you would do a secret makeout before somebody else.
See, there we go. Now you know me.
Okay. So, but you would not throw away the card. I could give it to you that you'd never find a time to use it. But
yeah, I probably would have. I wouldn't have thrown it in the thought to throw it in the fire, but I wouldn't have used it. That's weird. The same thing happens on Amazing Race. They get the whatever it's called, where you can bump somebody, and they don't. Like, they forget to use it, or they use it on the very last one. And they feel bad about it.
This is an option on some Survivor seasons, too, that they get an option to do things like you can steal a reward that somebody else won. And they very often do not use it just because of, you know, on that show, you obviously need the people who make the jury to want to vote for you. And right. stealing their reward makes them not like you.
Yeah. You know, the producers were like, just throw it in the fire. You know, we gave it to you on purpose.
I don't think that they liked that, actually. I feel like she handled it perfectly for here for the right reasons, integrity sort of play, right? That, like, she read it, she immediately realized that both all of the women would hate her and that it might not even do anything with Joey. And so she handled it perfectly when she had that conversation with him that was like, I want you to be able to make your own decisions. Yes.
I have it here in case you want to hear. Only because I do like the words she... I think she's... I like what she did. But
I don't think
very Joey cares. So, yeah.
This card gives you the power to a one-on-one date from someone else at any time before hometowns.
Before hometowns.
What's your thoughts on that?
I just, you know, I want to give a lot of autonomy to you mm-hmm. in your journey, the intentions you set, and I also want to give a lot of, you know, love and respect to the women that have put their life on hold to come here and almost like play God in this and interfere with, you know, your journey. And sorry, I'm like getting emotional.
It's okay. Just you saying that speaks a lot about your character mm-hmm. and your view on all of this.
Well, at the end of the day, I can have as many advantages and superficial little one-ups as I can, but if I'm not Joey's person at the end of this, then I'm not. And if I am, I am. And it's not going to matter whether or not I get a little card.
I love that. I do.
Autonomy, respect, one-up. Like, she chose really good words, and I don't doubt that she's sincere, and I don't doubt that she's a good lady. I just think that Joey is like, oh, this is a perfect, like, you know, it felt to me like an Abigail Rose. I don't know if you remember from
Matt James season.
Cochleal implant.
Well, there's another girl with that. No, I agree with you. I think that she handled it perfectly. The way she described it made sense. It was like obvious that she was she picked up quickly exactly how this would be bad, right? And knew how to like have a good conversation about that. I don't think he seems that into her, but I think he liked the way she looks, right? With this, is that I think he liked the idea of like, oh, I'll give her a reward for showing such like integrity and sensitivity, and you know, like
He's hitching his wagon to integrity. Yes.
Yeah. So I think she probably makes it like halfway through-ish. I don't think she's in the final top group of women, but she's probably going to go fairly far in the season.
But it does add, you know, evidence bullet point to my stated thoughts that he is just a liar and he just attaches himself to integrity adjacent things. And to make himself look good. I still think that I'm not letting it go. Okay.
You have a point. But it does remind me of the Abigail one in terms of being like, I'm giving this reward to a person who seems like pure of heart and like a good person, whether or not I'm actually into them. Right. This is, I'm rewarding them for being like here for the right reasons and being a good person, you know? Mm-hmm. Because it was obvious, like, as that season went on, that Matt James wasn't really into Abigail. Like, so...
No, she was totally
After
night one.
And I had thought, if I was trying to guess who is giving that first impression, Rose, I was thinking the front runners were Daisy with the cochlear implant, who she hasn't told Joey that yet, but Christmas Tree Farm growing up on, like, she's perfect, right? And he did seem like he's into her.
Perfect, that's a strong word.
Kelsey from New Orleans. I felt like she was like a strong contender.
Yeah, right. I like Kelsey from New Orleans too.
Or what's that other Canadian woman? The one who's he said was really mature.
Oh yeah, the one who's like, oh, I can't believe it. After these feuding sisters, I like this one.
Lexi, there we go. She's the one who's Canadian, but she lives in Atlanta. I thought those three seemed like they were pretty good, or maybe even Maria. because that's interesting.
Manic pixie dream girl. Tell if
he was into Craig, her or not.
Craig likes Maria, and
oh, Craig would love Maria.
She's kind of off, you know. She's kind of like, she's got a crazy eye. She's got the crazy gleam Craig loves.
Yeah, the crazy gleam. She's got a crazy gleam, and she's got, her flirtation style is very aggressive, you know. It's like combative flirtation.
Oh, that's Craig all over, yeah.
Oh my God.
But she doesn't seem, you know, cat evil. She just seems wild, you know.
Yes, she doesn't seem like a villain. She seems like somebody who's just like a little kooky or whatever, you know.
Yeah. So speaking of villains, Craig, how do you feel about this lady, night one, first kiss, boat relationship lady?
She is just precious. Like, aww. I hope that you all get the chance to talk to him. He is absolutely amazing, and I dig a little smoochy poo.
Oh my gosh!
Did you initiate it or did he?
It was kind of mutual.
Oh my word!
Oh my God! Please don't come get me.
Is he sober?
That's a good thing.
What do I think of her? I don't like her.
Oh, Craig.
Yeah, I don't like her.
Not you. You're supposed to like her.
Usually, what is the deal with
the highlights on people? That seems so you. Like, what? Isn't that? Didn't we leave that behind 30 years ago?
Well,
or is that back, Caitlin? Tell me.
I think it's back, but I'm not positive. I was laughing because I saw people online referring to her as like budget store Hannah Brown. And when they said it, I was like, whoa. I can see what you're saying. Yeah. I did not like that she called it a smoochy poo.
No.
Didn't like that at all.
Well, it was a good way to kind of be like, hey, you know, everyone is jealous of me now. I don't even know why, except that I announced. It is wild. That is like a...
Yes. Why do people hate me? I just announced that I kissed the man that we're all vying for first.
In the most obnoxious way. I think it was purposefully obnoxious. You know.
Yeah. She stole time from that other girl and was like, I don't want to be that girl. Oh. And it was like, oh, you are absolutely trying to be that girl.
I love that. That's the problem with, this is why I thought she was kind of a Craig match.
No, because
she doesn't know when to stop. Craig loves women that don't know when to stop.
I love women that don't know when to stop.
Yeah. Like, you know, the rules of the game, Craig, are that you're supposed to like wait a little bit after like a first date or first kiss you know, give space. Craig hates breathing with relationships, right? You first kiss, right in. What are you talking about, slow? Yeah, so yeah. I thought that...
That's a good point.
Joel might think it was weird, but Craig
wouldn't.
No,
but I didn't think the fact that she kissed him was weird. I mean, how many girls kissed him?
No, I didn't think that part was weird. I thought that it is such a bad move to find him again after you're basically in short pose. Because it makes you look desperate. Mm-hmm. And she was like, I'm in love.
Yeah. Yeah, see, there's a fine line between like Maria and desperate. Desperate, not
this
good.
This lady.
Crazy, good. Desperate, not good.
Oh, wait. Are you drawing that line? Or are they? Are you saying that? Is this your voice? I don't believe you. I don't believe that you believe in that line. Do you?
I don't know. We'll see.
Answer the question. Do you think your real self, it's okay to be that desperate?
No.
You think that.
You can be desperate. Just don't come across as desperate.
Have you ever had someone come on that strong to you and you reject it?
In real life, I guess not.
Okay. So, no. You don't believe in that line.
No, desperate's never good. Desperate's never good, I don't think. I don't know. What do I know?
Face are you through your own face? You do believe desperate is you. Some men are like you. That's why I'm asking.
Right. No, but I agree with Caitlin that the smoochy poo line really is a turnoff.
Yeah, it was like a little, it gave me the ick watching it.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know about Joey, but I was like, ugh, smoochy poo. And then she said some other, like, added poo to other words later on, too. I can't remember what exactly it was, but she was trying to do, like, little like, talking.
Yeah, she kept being too excited about it. And that is desperation as it reads to men. And also, you know, I'm sure all the women did not want to talk to her. So she's like, I'm going to go talk to him again. When honestly, this is what I always think on night one. Why don't, if you've talked to him, if you've kissed him, sit in a corner and try to sleep or drink all the free drinks you want.
Yeah. That's the way to do it. Get the first kiss out of the way and then just go drink the rest of the night.
Oh, that's what it was. She said sippy poo about drinking her wine.
Sippy poo.
But then don't think that you can go up to him again, because maybe that's what it did happen. But I would rest. I would find a little corner and, like, you know, oh, yeah, I'm looking for my...
I think that's the good approach, is once you've talked to him, if you had a good conversation and you get the kiss, you don't try to talk to him again the rest of that night, because you want him to, like, have this nice memory, not... you know, not be thinking of you as the person who's, like, cutting in on other people's time or whatever. So then you could just spend the rest of that night, like, either trying to rest or drinking or, like, I don't know, trying to see if you can make friends with specific women or something.
Yeah. Find a best friend.
Find your, like, confidant bestie in the house so that you have at least one person who likes you.
And who's drinking buddy with you. Go hide in a corner. Smear your makeup so they don't catch you on camera or something, you know, whatever. Sing show tunes so they can play it or something, you know, do something so they're not on camera for the rest of the night. Yeah. That's the trick to drink all you want on a reality TV show. And is that all? Like, nothing? I mean, Maria, she's exciting. She's going to be her own, a star of her own. You know, she's very star-y. She has a lot of, like, enigmaticness to her. Who else?
She's going to be an interesting person on this season. Oh, I'm trying to think of who else made an impression. Obviously, Daisy, we mentioned, who seems like an early front runner, and New Orleans, Kelsey, who...
I liked both Kelseys.
Yeah, the Kelseys both seem like they're interesting, and they kept both of them. I just really noticed New Orleans Kelsey, not just because of the voodoo doll, which was kind of a fun option to take, but because after they talked, he said, like, I just met a beautiful girl. So he's like in her, you can tell.
Yeah.
I don't believe any of his things except for what you guys are saying, you know, like the ones that are enigmatic and he gave of, but I don't believe any of his roses, you know. Anyway, I don't want to live there.
I was trying to think of who else pops out as a potential interesting person. Hard to say. Obviously, the sisters, some drama's coming out of that. Something's going to happen with a sippy poo. And what's her name? The other girl, I think, is Taylor, who she, like...
Oh, yeah. They're set up to be enemies. Yeah.
They're going to...
Two on one day.
This is why they were so... This is why they hate each other, because they're both the exact same kind of person. They both said, I would never burn that card, Craig.
Yes. They are the same, and therefore they hate each other.
I'd like to finish out this premiere. Do you guys want to hear Joey talk about his dad again? Because I'm kind of surprised he didn't mention that when they showed his family or when he talked about anything.
So this is from last season? That was...
Yeah, I feel like it's
going to come from last season
later. Like, I bet on one of his one-on-ones,
big time.
He'll have, like, a bonding moment with somebody where they talk about it, and that'll be, like, a big thing. But one of the women, I can't remember which one it was, in her conversation with him on this first night, did mention that her parents are also divorced, and she likes that his parents are divorced because they can bond over that.
Right.
Yeah, all right, hey, play it. My parents broke up, actually, because... My dad came out. Mm-hmm. So my dad, when I was about in kindergarten, came out as gay. And it was obviously the reason why my parents decided to separate. And I think it shares about, like, their connection, because it was still strong. There was obviously a outlying reason why they ended up ending it between them. And you can't really do anything about that. but it's amazing to see the love they still have for each other. That's and true. what was so amazing was how they were just such great parents to us. Like, yeah. all it was based on was love.
Yeah.
And it taught me, like, how important love is.
Yeah.
And my dad is now someone that I talk to about everything.
I love
that. He's my favorite person to really speak to when I'm in a tough time. And it's now really more loving and accepting person. And
so I didn't really remember that he's still, I thought for some reason they were not happy, the parents, to, you know, they were.
Yeah. Dr. Laura would have a lot to say about that.
I was thinking about a friend of mine that happened to, not my own, not Joey. Yes.
You assumed that because on the hometowns, his dad wasn't on hometowns right. for charity season. His uncle was.
And
I was surprised that that intense tennis uncle was not in this little intro, because they've got to use intense tennis uncle at some point this season, right?
Oh, they're going to love him. Yes, they want to make him the parent characters that they love
yes.
to make.
So I feel like he's got to be in it, but he wasn't in the opening family shot with Joey this time, which I was a little surprised by. But the dad is, so I wonder if we're going to hear more about. So I think that is an interesting story that he was saying, you know, his parents divorced because his dad is gay, but that they still had a lot of, like, love and fun.
Yeah, they're like, they would obey to work, except he was gay is kind of what it sounded like.
Yes.
He said.
Which is
and I was one like, little detail.
But I could see that, especially if you're with somebody for a really long time, that you would still have, like, a deep base of friendship, especially if it's like the reason why you break up is not because like somebody had an affair or something like that. It was like, oh, because this person has fully truly realized they're gay, you know?
Yeah. I think it's weird to say it that way and then kind of not expand. I'd like to know more. Anyway, I don't feel like expanded on it enough. I just want to make sure we kind of remember, because that was something that was, I don't think the Bachelor can handle it, honestly. So I think that's why we're where we are. We're like, what are you talking about your grandparents for? You have two parents who are alive. And I get that it didn't work out, but he just said something that made sense too, you know?
Yeah. And I would say, like, it doesn't work for this show, but that ultimately,
the Bachelor cannot fathom.
Because yes. I would say it's not a sad story of his parents if the ending is, you know, they got married, they had kids, the dad came out, and so they were like, well, I guess we'll get a divorce. But if they still have a good relationship and we're still very close to their kids, I would say that's not like a bad outcome, you know?
Yeah. Let's just keep an eye on how the Bachelor. Yeah. I just want to keep an eye on how the Bachelor handles it.
Yeah. What they want is people who have been married for like 50 plus years who are so deeply in love and just perfect for each other, and that's not what Joey's parents are, so he can't use that story in his opening example.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if that's what the Bachelor wants. I think that's what they say they want, so
yes,
that
but they
have
like
integrity
storyline of yeah. being like, oh, my example is my parents yes. who like have been together for so long, or like one girl, and I'm forgetting which one it was, said that her parents like knew each other 2 weeks before they got engaged, and Joey's like, right. I love that.
I think the grandparents, yeah.
Yeah, something like that with the grandparents. And I'm like, yeah, that is kind of a funny.
Well, so there's also like a world war going on, you know?
Yes, I'm assuming that probably played a big part in it in that time period, is that you might have gotten engaged super quickly because one of them was shipping off to the front and might die.
You think I move fast in my relationships? Just imagine if there's a war going on.
Craig,
well, there is, but
I love a war. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's all.
Yeah, what about fashion? I'm excited about this season, I have to say. I'm like,
you're excited.
I'm like,
I'm excited to see. I am, because I'm excited to see him. As I always say, women who are bachelorettes come out on top, come out looking great no matter what happens. Men who are the bachelors, it's always a double-edged sword. you get all this fame, but there's not one man that has come out unscathed who doesn't have some kind of bad reputation from it. Mm-hmm. So I'd like to see, yeah, Joey, can he keep this up? I mean, I'm surprised he got as far as he did with Charity, and it's all on looks. It was all looks.
Listen, looks can get you really far in this game, so.
Sure, but I can't believe that with Charity, who I thought better of, you know?
That's I true. Did not... I was a little surprised that he was top two. I thought he was going to go out at four or three instead.
I think he did, too.
Yeah, I think he would have been. He was like, wait, scared out of his mind pick me?
If he had. Yeah. I think he was shaking, but he did not let it go. Like, he did not stop. The fantasy, and that is some stealthy, like Craig level shit, you know? Like, how?
Oh my god, what did I do?
You scare me. You people that can just kind of, you know, I don't know. This is who I think Joey is that person that, like, you know, leave you in the middle of the night after a 13-year relationship and run off and be like, I can see a story like that coming out about him. Okay. Yeah. And, you know, never see them again.
13, and you think I'm capable of that?
I don't. Yeah, you are. I think, yeah, I think a lot of people are. Have you seen that movie Closer? Remember that movie where Natalie Portman just leaves? Turns out she had a fake identity the whole time. Spoiler alert, came out like 20 years ago, so it's fine. So
like a Gone Girl situation is what you're, like Craig could do a Gone Girl is what you're saying.
I'll do a Gone Girl.
And it's so funny, there's so many movies where men aren't in it, and I can only think the ones with women in it, but that's not really, really typical. Anyways, okay, we're done here.
So yes, I'm
anything
saying.
Anything on fashion?
Not that much.
Go ahead though, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
I was going to say, I am looking forward to this season. I felt more excited watching this first episode than I did, I think, the last two Bachelor seasons for sure.
Right.
So I'm intrigued to see where this goes. Will I continue to think Joey is so cute? Probably. But will EZR be right about him? We don't know yet, you know? So I'm intrigued about this season. There's only probably like one fashion note. I have two I'm thinking of. Do we want to do fashion?
Yeah, but yeah, wait a minute. Fashion. Okay, yes. As long as one of the fashion notes is about Sippy Poo's shiny paint suits thing. Okay.
To mention that outfit.
I don't know why it's not like immediately here. I have to use this one. Sorry.
This week, Bachelor Masters is brought to you by Craig's Qualified Fashion Tips. Gender neutral, gently critical, and guaranteed to draw attention to the relative complexion of your exposed skin and the ability of garments to flatter or humiliate your particular body type.
Going somewhere? Well, you're going to have to wear clothes, dummy.
And that's why you need Craig's Qualified Fashion Tips, proud sponsor Bachelor Masters. You don't need to look ridiculous anymore.
Thanks, former co-host Chris. Love
that.
Wait, so what you're saying is you didn't like Kissy Poo's dress?
It was a onesie jumpsuit sort of situation.
Right.
So it was sparkly gold, but it was pants, not a dress. And I actually didn't mind it because I do love a jumpsuit.
How are you going to drink all night and go to the bathroom?
It is a hard situation because you got to take off the whole thing when you're going to the bathroom. And that is, it was very annoying. I once wore a jumpsuit to a music festival and I immediately regretted it because it was like you had to go in porta potties and I'm wearing a jumpsuit and I'm like, why did I do this? You know? There is a downside in that, but I do think they're generally pretty cute. So I kind of liked it. It was different. There wasn't a lot of other different looks. It was a lot of your standard sparkly long dress, maybe with a train, etc. There was one other dress that people on the internet were talking about. Do you guys know which one it is?
No. Was it the red one that goes up her neck?
No, although I was also intrigued by that one. They were talking about Maria's dress.
Oh, the black cocktail dress?
the opinion of most people online is it's the ugliest dress that's ever been worn on night one on The Bachelor.
I could see that. I mean, I thought it was.
It looked a little closed time.
Yeah.
It looked a little. I looked online. It's a vintage Emma Saville couture gown.
What? It looks like something I would have gotten at Clothes Time in the 90s. It was not anything vintage.
Posted on Twitter that her friend did wear this exact dress to prom, and she posted a picture, and it was this dress just in pink. So it is. I'm mixed on it. On the one hand, I do kind of like when people wear something that's different than everyone else because they're so samey on this first night in particular, you know,
right. That
there's something kind of nice when somebody wears something that's distinctive enough that you can be like, oh, the woman in that dress, versus like if you're wearing like glittery gold floor length gown, that's like 8-9 women minimum, you know.
Right.
So on the one hand, I kind of like that, but I do think it's not a great dress. Like, the way it's styled is just, it's like a little bit of an odd waistline. It's just weird. And you can't wear a bra, like, or underwear with it because the back is completely open to basically, like, your butt crack. So.
Right. Yeah. No, I agree with everything you're saying. That's my qualified fashion tip.
Yeah. Any other standout outfits that y'all noticed?
No, I mean, the red one was kind of neat. That went up on her neck. It kind of was like...
Yeah, she was the radio chemist.
Yeah, the radio chemist.
I'm trying to remember what her name is. Caitlin.
Oh, yeah.
Living Caitlin.
But spelled differently.
I'm trying to remember what her name is.
Well, she lives in New Mexico, right? I wonder if she works at Los Alamos.
Yes, she does.
Yeah, I think she's at Los Alamos, so she's like a smarty pants.
Yeah.
That was interesting just because it was also a different design. I don't think I've seen any opinions about her dress online. But yes, I can't believe I forgot her name because it is my name, but she does spell it the wrong way. So.
Right. Right.
Yes. And Joey was just wearing a bog standard, like navy blue suit. Yeah. Nothing crazy going on there.
Right. Mm-mm. Yep.
Can't be too intimidating when you're lying through your teeth.
Yeah, you don't out the salmon pink suit on your first night.
Right.
No, you can't have audacity in any other way because you're already a liar. See, right. That's part of that's how you know someone's lying.
Well, we're going to follow this thread closely. We want to know if Joey's a liar.
I mean, it's more than lying. It's
and
more
what
than lying
at the end.
Yeah.
Because it looks like from, you know, what we're given of the, you know, 2 months earlier shot, something sad happens. We don't know exactly what. And Joey gave some, like, I don't know if it was Good Morning America or something, and he said, it's not the most dramatic season ever, but it might be the most romantic season ever. Which makes me think, like, he didn't leave alone, obviously.
Right. Maybe
otherwise,
he goes after
would
her.
Would that be romantic, you know?
Yeah. What was I gonna say? Oh, did Chandler get sent home?
She did. Chandler went home.
Oh man. Oh,
and you know who went home that I was sad about was Kira, the paralegal from Miami, because I liked her because her bio said that she loves playing The Sims, and I too love playing Sims.
Right.
Oh, we forgot to do the bios. No wonder I didn't know any of these women.
Yeah.
How come normally I know all these bios? Okay.
Yeah,
well, that's
we need
good
to do a countdown episode.
Because now I will read it after like night three when it matters.
Yeah.
Yes, you'll read them now. And there's, you know, there's standard. There's nothing too crazy in the ones that I've seen.
Okay. That's right. Good to know. Then I don't have to. Okay.
Right. All right. Well, stick with us the rest of the season. Hit that subscribe button. Leave us a review on the Apple Podcasting app. Follow us on social media at Bachelor Masters. Did I get everything? Yeah.
Wait, is that still our handle on social media?
Oh, did I say Bachelor Masters?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
And on X now.
Yeah.
Yeah, great. Tell me about X.
Yeah, we're on Bachelor PhD on X. I've been live tweeting there. Finally.
Yes, live tweeting is back. Interact with
Craig. I'm going to send you
Craig online.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Interact with me. DM me. Okay. We'll see you next week.
Live tweet him back.
Bye.